The Arizona legislature is back in session, and after November's elections, Republicans hold slim majorities in both the House and Senate. The margins were similarly close last year, and while the pandemic forced the session to end early, there were still plenty of partisan disagreements. Our next guest has an idea, though, for reducing polarization at the state capitol. James Strickland is an assistant professor of political science at ASU and recently wrote an op-ed in the Arizona Capital Times advocating for a system called cumulative voting. Making the change would require a constitutional amendment, but he thinks it would allow more parts of the state to be represented by members from both major parties. And Strickland spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody.
Cumulative voting is a method in which voters are able to split their multiple votes across multiple candidates. So, for example, right now in the Arizona House of Representatives, every district is represented by two representatives. With cumulative voting, an individual voter would be able to cast both of his or her votes for the same person or split those votes between two different people. And likewise, if you have more representatives per district, then you have more votes to split among different candidates as well.
And the main difference with the system now is that while you have two candidates in each House district, you can only vote for each candidate once.
That's correct. So this is more of a block system form of voting. However, cumulative voting is really can create the most differences when you have three or more representatives per district. And so in a system like Arizona's House currently with two representatives, it actually may not make a huge difference simply to have cumulative voting, but instead you would need a third representative per district.
So you advocate for this system as a way to make the Arizona legislature less polarized and have more competing views and more constituents represented in especially the Arizona House. How exactly does this achieve that?
Sure. So we saw earlier, or at least several decades ago, cumulative voting was combined with what are called multi-member districts in the state of Illinois. In Arizona, we have multi-member districts because every House district has two representatives. However, we don't have cumulative voting. And I believe that when we combine cumulative voting with multi-member districts, that this has the potential to alleviate the effects of polarization, and especially when we have additional representatives per district. The way that this would work is that different kinds of districts would elect representatives from both parties all across the state. So, for example, a liberal area such as Phoenix would actually elect two Democrats and one Republican. A conservative area such as Navajo County may elect two Republicans and one Democrat. And the idea is that the parties would no longer be divided across an urban and a rural divide. Instead, members of each party would be elected from across the state. This would encourage collaboration. It would encourage the caucuses within the House to have a more of a big picture view of policy within the state, as opposed to being more concerned about exclusively rural or exclusively urban or possibly suburban interests as well.
Is there anything stopping, though, for example, in a place like Tempe, for there to be three Democrats on the ballot and they would be the ones who would get the most votes? Or in a place like Mojave County, you'd have three Republicans on the ballot and they would get the most votes. And really what you're doing is just adding another member of that party to the House.
Sure, that is a very legitimate concern. However, what we saw in the state of Illinois, of course, is that very few districts with this form of election, cumulative voting, actually were represented by a full slate of representatives all from the same party. A district had to be pretty partisan, or lopsided, that is, in order for all representatives to come from the same party. Roughly 75 to 80% of the voters within the district would have to identify all with the same party. Recall with cumulative voting, even if you are a member of a minority party, so if you are a Republican in Tempe or a Democrat in a more rural area like Navajo County, then you still have the ability to pool your votes. That is to cast all two or all three votes for your candidate, and therefore there's still a very strong likelihood that you would have at least one representative who shares your party, even though you come from a heavily partisan district.
Well, it sounds like it's kind of a variation of what's known now as the single shot strategy, where, you know, in a more conservative area, Democrats will put one candidate in the House, and in more liberal areas, Republicans would put one candidate in the House and hope that everybody just votes for that one candidate and they can, you know, sneak in with that second spot.
That is a very good insight, because that happens to be the reason why I think an additional representative would be needed per Arizona House district. Otherwise, cumulative voting by itself may not make a huge difference in terms of affecting a partisan balance, or at least affecting the constituencies of representatives within the Arizona House.
All right. That is James Strickland, an assistant professor of political science at ASU. James, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you, Mark.